Worship him tonight.
On your name,
oh, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High,
Jesus Christ,
oh, we. On your grace, Adonai, crowned in praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's ask him not to pass us by tonight. Amen. Sing the song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Yeah.
while on earth thou art.
Thou art calling,
Lord,
thou art calling, Lord.
Do not pass me by.
Oh,
let me and thy throne of
mercy. At thy throne of mercy, my Lord.
Yes, Holy Spirit, this evening we welcome you, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here in our midst, Lord.
Amen.
Because you said you are the one that walk in the midst of your church.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, this evening we know you are here. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and take your place amongst us. Even the Lord Jesus, it is your will that we are here.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the day, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The day that is gone, Father, we thank you for our children.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, going to school and back. We thank you, Lord, for our jobs and our working places. We thank you for our homes, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you most of it all, Lord Jesus, the privilege that we have this evening, O God.
Amen.
Oh, to be in your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that tonight, oh, you have caused us, Lord, to come to you, O Lord. That, Father, as we come, we know that we will never go back the same. We believe the Lord, even before we open our mouths, Lord, you know all that is upon our hearts, Lord. So, Father, we surrender everything tonight, Lord, before your throne of grace, Lord. The Lord Jesus, as you said, you meet each and every one, that you supply our needs according to your mercies and your grace, according to your riches in glory. Lord, we know your word is true.
Amen.
Father, this evening, your children are before you. You know our hearts individually. Lord, all that Lord Jesus is upon our hearts, our request to God, Father, we bring them before you because we know that you will be able to supply our needs. We believe it to God. You have never failed in your promises. So tonight, O God, we come asking, according to your word, that we should ask and it shall be given unto us. That we should seek and we shall find. That we should knock, it shall be opened unto us. We believe it this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, even as we turn to your word, O God, Lord, bless your word, O God. Amen. The life of it, O Lord, let it be our portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Musicians, just keep on because there is a song in my heart I want us to sing before. Praise the Lord. But before, let us read our scripture because it is by the scripture that I would like us to sing that song. Let's turn to Revelation again. Revelation 3, let's read 11 and 12. And let's hear the word of God. Very soon we shall close our studies on Philadelphia and we move to Laodicea. Amen. The word, it comes this way. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. And the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. I will write upon him my new name. I will write upon him my new name. But tonight, our topic, a pillar in the temple of my God. As pillar, you are a pillar in the temple of God. And a temple can never be moved. Praise the Lord. A pillar, you are. Do you believe it? Oh, God richly bless you. And he said, behold, I come quickly. Who believed that? Do you believe that he's coming? So his coming is so near. Said, I come quickly. Maybe many a time we think that, how many times have we not heard this? That he's coming. And how long? Do you believe that during, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in this our day. Do you know that when Noah also was preaching, something of the similar phrase was in Noah's preaching? Amen. That behold, the flood comes quickly. Amen. 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 Behold, the flood is coming. And today we hear, behold, I come quickly. Amen. Behold, the flood is coming. They heard it many times. They heard it many times. And they were asking, how many times have we not heard from Noah that the flood is coming? 120 years, we are not seeing the flood. And here Jesus is saying, behold, I come quickly. The flood came, so Jesus will also come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's coming soon. Amen. Give me that song. Let's sing that song. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I like that song so much. Praise God. Oh, yes. These are the closing days of time.
What joy
the glorious hope of all.
Yes, hallelujah.
Then there is Christ who led the sand. Oh, in time, there's numbers so shall I. Where do get for chance to be?
Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord.
With joy, we welcome
His return. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We believe it, Lord. We believe it, Lord Jesus. We know the time is so close. Every time. Sign of the time. Oh, we see it, Lord. And you know that, Lord God. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord.
His coming soon.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, those who are dead in Christ shall rise. And those that are living, their bodies also will change. Amen. He's coming soon. Shall we be seated? You are welcome tonight. Now let's look at this phrase again. Behold, I come quickly. This really sounds and it sounds with all urgency. I come quickly. It's a very strong phrase. Praise the Lord. And I want to draw your attention to something. The last book of this book of life, Revelation 22. When Jesus Christ was rounding up, he was concluding his life story. This phrase, that chapter alone, it came 3 times. Behold, I come quickly. 3 times. The last book of his life story. Amen. The first one. Let's look at it. Revelation 22, 7. Oh, I love the word. You see the seriousness. The last book. Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Praise the Lord. He says what? Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Blessed are you. Are you keeping the prophecies of this book? We have read and read. We have heard and heard. Are you keeping them? My brother, my sister, if you are keeping them, we will see it in your life. Because this is the word of life. And this is the last chapter. Jesus Christ closing, concluding his life story. He said, blessed are you if you keep the prophecies of this book. I come quickly. Amen. Are you keeping it? Are you keeping it, my brother? My sister, are you keeping it? The second time is verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing it? Amen. He said what? My reward is with me. Amen. My reward is with me. And I'm going to give according to each and every one what your work had been. Amen. Amen. Have you checked your works? Have you checked your works? Amen. He's coming with his reward. Some of the reward will be what? Will be blessings. And some of the reward will be condemnation. You know that? That's rich man who had what? 3 servants. When he was traveling, he gave what? 1 10 talents, 1 5 talents, the other 2 talents. And he came back. When he returned, Amen. We saw that he was coming with what? his reward. The work that he has given to the people, his servants, the talents. We hear of what? The one with the 10 was able to make another 10. The one with 5 was able to make another 5. The other one said, my master, let me keep his talents, and when he comes back, I give it back to him. What was his reward? You know it already. My brother, your works, the talents that God has given to you, have you made use of them? He's coming quickly. His coming is close. My brother, my sister, don't begin to ask, but I'm not a preacher. I'm not this. I'm not. My brother, my sister, you have a talent. You have life in you. And how have you been using that life? Let's look. He said, for I testify, verse 18. Let's look at verse 18. For I testify unto every man, as the third one. For I testify unto every man that he heareth the word of the prophecy of this book. You could see that our Lord, he was really serious here. The whole of what? Chapter 22. When he was closing up. He said, for I testify unto every man that he heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Verse 20. He which testified these things, surely I come quickly. He that is testifying is the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, I come what? Quickly. And he supported with what? Amen. Amen, amen means what? So be it. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hey, amen. How many are really confident to say, come, Jesus. Come tonight. How many? Praise the Lord. How many? Yes, I want to hear amen. Come now. Come. Come now. Amen. Oh, he's here. Amen. Tonight he's here. Praise the Lord. He's here to answer every prayer request tonight. Amen. He's here. Lord Jesus, and then verse 21, he said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you amen. All. Amen. He's coming soon. My brother, now, let's look at something here. The prophet says something here in Philadelphia 3:15. He said, it is in the midst of a time of great trouble that Jesus comes. See? In the midst of what? Great troubles. That Jesus comes. My brother, take faith in that. Your trials, your difficulties, when it has reached a climax, that is when Jesus comes. Amen. Believe it. Amen. Never give up. When trials come, things be become difficult, there he comes. Amen. He will never fail. And when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, he takes the gloom and fills it with the glory.
Amen.
When he comes, oh, the blind see.
Amen.
When he comes, the cripples walk.
Hallelujah.
When he comes, all manner of diseases are healed.
Amen.
When he comes with life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So in the midst of the time of great trouble, Jesus comes. And with his coming, there is a resurrection.
Hallelujah.
When he comes with what? A resurrection.
Amen.
Tonight, we have all with one voice say, Jesus, come.
Amen. Amen.
We've all said, Jesus,
Amen.
Come.
Jesus, come.
Oh, hallelujah. He said, I come quickly. And we said tonight, Jesus, come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because when he comes, he said he comes with what? A resurrection.
Amen.
He comes with what? A resurrection.
Amen.
To any dead condition, when he comes, there must be a resurrection.
Amen.
Any situation that is not working, when he comes, there will be what? A resurrection.
Amen.
Anything that is not going straight, when it comes, there will be a resurrection.
Amen.
Every dead condition, my brother tonight, my sister tonight, we have said all with one accord,
Amen.
With the same faith, if two shall agree,
Amen.
As concerning unto anything,
Amen.
Oh, whatever they will pray, whatever they will bind here, will be bind in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever they will lose in here, will be losing in heaven.
Amen.
Jesus, come!
Amen.
Because when he comes with what? The resurrection.
Amen.
Tonight, my brother, anything that has not been functioning, he's here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's here. He's coming with what? His reward. He's coming with what? His reward. If only you believe, he's coming with what? The reward for you. Amen. So that is a promise. Promise to whose people? Promise to all who suffer with him on earth here. If you suffer with him on earth here, there is coming with what? With his reward for you. He said, all those who endured patiently, knowing that God, the just judge, will reward them.
Amen.
Surely, my brother, he will reward you.
Amen.
But my brother, let's listen closely to these things. Those who what? Are suffering with him. Amen. Oh, you were supposed to have been in your bed. The weather being cold, could have been in your house, put on your heaters. Brethren, then you come all the way, you are seated here. That is the suffering with him.
Amen.
Denying yourself. Denying yourself of the comfort of your home. It's part of it. Amen. He will reward you. He comes with his word, with his reward. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham, come out.
Amen.
And Abraham left all the comforts of his home. Left all the comforts of his home. And he never knew where he was going. And the Bible says he was living in tents, in dry grounds. Oh my. The promise was not coming. And yet, he staggered not. Amen. My brother, my sister, let's go through. Let's go through. Whatever you are going through, my brother, my sister, keep on going. Keep on going. Strengthen yourself. Believing that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God of Abraham. He called him out. He went out. He left all the comforts of his home. Of his home. That is what we said the other day, that when something has been revealed to you, when you have a revelation in you, then you can compare to what is what happening around you. And then you could see that the glory that is coming as a reward cannot be compared to what? Oh, what you are suffering. He's coming. And he's here tonight. He said, they who gave up all for him and committed all to him. See? Gave all to him. Committed all to him. Jesus, he doesn't want things halfway. Praise the Lord. Things halfway. He wants the whole of you. Amen. The whole of you, my brother, my sister. Your heart, your thoughts, your mind, your strength, everything. He wants it. Amen. It is not the question of, oh, I always go to church in Dublin Christian Fellowship to hear the word of God. And then when you go out there, it's a different thing. You have not what? Given all to him. Amen. You go out there, it's a different story. You've not given all to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, let's look at our life closely. When we are not in the church hearing the word of God. Let's look at our life. Let's search our life when we are out there. The things that goes through. The thing that goes through your mind. Things that go through your mind. When you are out there. Out there is what? A great, a big what? Screen of the world. Very big TV. All over. How has it been affected your life? Jesus wants the whole of you. Amen. The whole of you. He said, he's coming with his reward. They who gave up all for him and committed all to him. He said those people will sit down in his throne and share his glorious kingdom. Amen. With this glorious revelation of the reward to be received, you don't look at the suffering. See? You don't look at the suffering. When you have gotten the revelation of the glory, of the reward, of the things that you are to receive, my brother, all other things become what? It becomes nothing to you. Until you have that revelation, what is greater? What is greater than the reward of what? Eternal life. Is there anything greater than that? Anything greater than what? Eternal life. The whole of the purpose of everything, all that we are striving, all that we are looking for, The whole end is what? The eternal life. Praise the Lord. There is nothing other than the purpose. Oh, if eternal life is not your purpose, then my brother, you are out of the way. Our main purpose, everything. While you are seated here, it's just one thing. That when he comes, he said, I come quickly. When he comes, oh, this body, this corrupted body, you know that it's going to change. And you put on incorruption. And you'll be caught up with him. Amen. Amen. That's all what we are looking for. Eternal life. If that is not your goal, then my brother, re-examine yourself again. Amen. Amen. Let's look at what the prophet said here again here in the church of Smyrna. He said, too little time is spent on laboring for the eternal reward. Watch it again. Too little time is spent on laboring for the eternal reward of God. That means we don't do so much. Too little. Yes, too little. My brother, see, sometimes I can sit the whole day just in the presence of God. Amen. I'm not trying to, but I'm just giving you an example. Amen. As long as I don't have anything to do, that time, I don't have anything to do, I have to be with what? With him. My brother, let's begin to take those things into our lives. Oh, you go to work, you come back, wife has prepared food, everything, you have eaten, finished, gather yourself together. Amen. The next thing, wait on him. Amen. Amen. Wait on him. The prophet is saying he has a too little time is spent on laboring for the eternal reward. Eternal reward, such a great reward. And then just a too little time is spent. How can you get that reward? He said, I come quickly. My reward is with me. Amen. And that just a little time. Oh, it is true. Most of your time you are at work. Most of your time you are at school. Yes. But my brother, the little even time you have, if you can use it, it becomes what? Something great before the Lord. Amen. You know of that widow? His last what? Amen. Was rather what? Received by the Lord. Than that a man who came pouring for everyone to see that, oh, I'm giving. He had more than that. But this one had his only last he gave to the Lord. Amen. So even your last minute that you, after finishing all what you needed to do, that last 1 minute, if you can spend it for the Lord, he appreciates that also. Amen. I've been saying this all the time, that my brother, many a time when you sleep, and then you wake up, you don't know why you woke up. Amen. It could be him that touched you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Touched you in that middle of the night. Amen. My brother, don't put the, this, what do you call it? This is over your head again. Huh? When you wake up that moment, you can just say a little prayer. Amen. Say, Lord, oh, are you here? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Give him some kind of word. Amen. Thanksgiving. Before you sleep back again. Amen. Amen. When you wake up, you don't know what happened. That you got up from your sleep. Many a time when then we begin to turn very well. Maybe your head was not well. Now you draw the pillow and put it there. Oh, my brother, no. Amen. Say something to him.
Amen.
Or take your Bible and read something.
Amen.
Amen. Before you go back to sleep again.
Amen.
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 You are giving everything to him.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord will reward you for that.
Amen.
The Lord will reward you for that, my brother. He said the recompense of God is too lightly esteemed. You see, we esteem so very lightly. His recompense, his reward, we take it so lightly. But my brother, it's a precious something.
Amen.
Amen. It's so precious. Don't forget, the hour of temptation is coming. Do you want to go through that? The hour of temptation, do you want to go through that? My brother, don't believe that you can be able to overcome when you go through the hour of temptation.
Amen.
Jonathan, it won't be easy. Yes. No buying, no selling. They have the food. They have the money. They have the gold. He said, the prophet said, you know what? The currency, the notes, the money which we have been using, they will make sure that it will what? Will be completely what? Taken away from the system. Money will be taken away from the system. And now it will be only gold. And Rome has piled all the gold.
Amen.
My brother, I am listening to what I'm saying. It is true. When you go to Italy, when you go to Rome, look, a small village, you see a church there, and then you see a very big, mighty building attached to the church. Ah, what do they do inside this big building? A small town. Look, the small town we moved to, it's called Tolentino. Ask my children. That small town alone has more than about, do you know about how many? About five big, mighty buildings, churches, then very big, mighty. Ah, for what? See? For what? Storage. Storage. Where they are going to store the food. And today, they've started storing. There, people go and take what? Food. Oil, rice, and this thing. They are all stored there. My brother, the whole thing is moving. Anyone who thinks that it is never true, it is very, very true. Very, very true. Today, you go there, a lot of people, in that place, Tolentino, a lot of especially the Africans, you go and register and be taking oil and milk and all those other things. Hey! It's getting towards what? The mark of the beast. Why do they build those buildings there? It's meant for something. My brother, my sister, let's give the whole of ourselves to him. So that when he comes with his reward, we will be caught up with him.
Amen.
It won't be easy to live here. Especially if you are somebody you can't control your stomach. It won't be easy for you. Huh? You see that you are feeling hungry, real hungry. What are you going to do? Say, I've come, please. I want to register. You've taken the mark. That's all. My brother, let's watch it. The hour of temptation. Let's make sure that we are not part of it. Let's look at verse. He said, our reading. Let's look at it again. Now, he said, hold that fast which thou hast. Hold. He's still on verse 11. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen. The message that you have received, my brother, my sister, hold fast to it. Don't allow anyone to take it from you. Hold fast unto it, my brother, my sister. The message of the hour. Hold fast unto it. And what is the meaning of holding fast? That is persevere. It should need what? Perseverance. Because the devil will try to take it away from you. Forces will try to take it away from you. Conditions will try to take it away from you. Situations, circumstances will try to take those things away from you. Just like what? Satan went to Jesus. If you bow a little, I will give the whole of this kingdom to you. My brother, the same thing. The devil in the form of what? Circumstances, difficulties. He comes to you. If you bow a little, you will get it. My young sisters, there are many serpents. Men, see, they are all serpents that could beguile you. Watch it. Hallelujah. Watch it. Amen. They have very sweet mouths. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will tell you, oh, I'm also a Christian. That's what the devil, the serpent, devil told Eve. See, the word, he didn't refuse it that it's not true. He said, yeah, it's true. It's true. You will not, when God says you will surely die, he said, you will not surely die. Not. Just put it there. Praise the Lord. My dear young sisters coming up, they are over there. Watch. Praise the Lord. And you young men, brethren, that are coming up. Oh. They are all over. The Jezebels that made Ahab a useless king. You are a king, a priest, ordained unto God. But look at how Jezebel made Ahab. Jezebels, they are there. They look so, see, what does, listen. Let's turn to Genesis here. Let's turn to Genesis. Genesis 6, I think so. Let's look at Genesis 6. Let's look at 1 and 2. Genesis 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth. You see how we are multiplying? We are multiplying and multiplying. And what happened? You see, Noah's day, just like today. On the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them. And the sons of God, you see, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. You see, it was in Noah's day. Noah's day is just like here today, my brother, my sister. So my young brethren, you are sons of God. They are daughters of men. If you want a wife, what did Abraham tell Eliezer? Go to my father's house. go to my father's house and find what? A wife for what? My son Isaac.
Amen.
And today, where's the father's house? This is the father's house.
Yeah.
Amen. If you want a husband, go to the father's house. If you want a wife, go to the father's house.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hold fast. Hold fast. The devil will do everything to take away what you are holding. Amen. And what of we, the elderly ones? There's nothing, eh? Amen. We, the elderly ones, there's nothing. Bravo. There's many. Amen. God bless you. Let's watch it. After we've got our wives all right with us, we the men, lustful eyes, looking at other women. Hey, shame unto you!
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, what does Jesus say? He said, unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, they say what? Adultery is what? To sleep with someone, that's adultery. But Jesus said, even when you look upon a woman and lust that woman in your heart, you have committed adultery.
Amen.
Amen. The wives are happy. Amen. Sister, you're happy, eh? God bless you. Married women, I've had with you already the day when I preach on the women's ministry. We'll go back to that again. Let's look at our studies tonight, because he is here to give unto his. He has come here with his reward.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight he is here with his reward. Because he knows everybody's work.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, he's going to give according to his riches in glory. He said, I will supply your needs. Amen.
Amen.
He said, hold fast. So now, don't give up, my brother, my sister. When the pressure comes, don't give up. But rather put on the whole armor of God. As tonight, we have put on the whole armor of God and use every weapon that he has given unto you. The weapon of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. There's no other weapon that's greater than what? Prayer.
Amen.
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 So tonight let's put on the whole armor of God and take our weapon and begin to break every foundation of the enemy. Principalities and powers.
Yeah.
Workers of darkness.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, let us use every gift at our disposal and look ahead with joy.
Amen.
Amen. That is faith. Looking ahead with joy. That is faith. Praise the Lord. Tonight, how many believe it? That he is here with his reward.
Yes.
Amen. He is here with his reward. Musicians, come over. He is here with his reward, my brother, my sister. He will give unto you according to your faith tonight. Whatever is in your heart, he is going to give according to your faith. Amen. Oh, he has not changed. He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Tonight, you know what we are going to do? Tonight is going to be a real solemn prayer. A real what? Meditation with God. You go down on your knees, silently speak to him.
Amen.
Speak to him silently tonight. Don't sleep. The reward. If you sleep, you get a sleeping reward. Amen. But if you get yourself awake and begin to talk with him,
amen,
in that solemn atmosphere, amen, knowing that he's here,
amen,
that he's come with his reward, my brother, my sister, you will receive it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What song are you going to give it to us? Only believe. Okay. Said only believe tonight. Believe tonight, my brother. Get into your position. No, go on down, go on your knees. Go on your knees as we sing this song. Go on your knees. If you want to stand, fine.
Oh, why not?
One more time. Señor,
Señor, oh Señor, oh Señor, oh Señor, oh why don't you?
My heart will cry. Speak to him, my brother, my sister. In this silent hour, in this quietness, speak to him. In this quiet moment, he's here with you. Lord, this evening in the church, with one accord and with one faith, we said, come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. And we know you are here, Lord. We know you are here, O Lord. As the psalmist said in Psalm 121, we shall lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth us will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade upon our right hand. The sun shall not smite us by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve our souls. The Lord shall preserve our going out and our coming is from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. God richly bless you all. Let's sing down from his glory as we. How many believe in the Lord? Have you met him tonight? Yeah. Spoken to him? He has come with his reward. As long as to this morning, when we came, we said, Jesus, come. He was already here. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Let's sing this song as we close.
Heavenly history, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own stranger, a man of sorrow. Holy. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my lonely Lord, the great creator. He became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one thing took inside. God gracious tender, a little
the tiny splendor. Stooping to woe to him to lift my soul. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my only Lord. Yes, great Creator, he became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Without reluctance, flesh and blood is attached into the form of man, revealed in his hand. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know that the great I am. Oh, how greet your brother, greet your sister. How are I doing? God bless you, my sister.
My bread, my sunshine, my only hope. Great Creator, he became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my bread, my sunshine, my only Lord, the great King.